The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, April 7, 2023. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Bruno Rodriguez, informed about his gratitude to representatives of the agricultural sector of the United States for their contribution to overcome obstacles in bilateral ties. In his Twitter profile, the head of Cuban diplomacy indicated that he ratified to the participants in the fourth agricultural conference between Cuba and the U.S. the interest and willingness of his country to maintain and expand ties in this sphere. During the event, which concluded Thursday at the Grand Aston Hotel in the capital, the American visitors called for the repeal of Washington's blockade against the island and the establishment of normal commercial relations, especially in this area. They also expressed their interest in business projects and commercial relations between the economic actors of the Cuban agri-food sector and American businessmen. At the opening of the meeting, the president of the Cuba-United States Agricultural Coalition, Paul Johnson, considered that the strengthening of ties between U.S. and Cuban citizens are the best hope for removing the political obstacles imposed by the White House. Casa de las Américas inaugurated the blog Sembrar Ideas, a site that will gather texts on the debates around the Cuban program to combat cultural colonization, as was reported by its president, Abel Prieto. Prieto tweeted that the new space on the Internet arises from the document Sowing Ideas, Sowing Awareness, a Cuban proposal for exchange from the left. The program was presented during the celebration of the 170th anniversary of the birth of José Martí, based on a call launched by the Cuban historical leader Fidel Castro to respond with ideas and conscience before the aggressiveness of the United States government towards the island. He recalled that at the 6th Congress of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba in 1998, the commander-in-chief dedicated his speech to cultural globalization. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, evoked the imprint of the deceased heroine of the revolution, Vilma Espín, on her 93rd birth anniversary. Our endearing memory for the heroine of the plains and the sierra, the founder of women's revolution within the Cuban Revolution, the president wrote on Twitter. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero also paid tribute to Vilma, whom he defined as a worthy example of a Cuban woman, a heroine of the sierra and the plains, greatly admired and loved by the people, with a lifetime at the service of the revolution. Vilma was a member of the July 26 movement, a guerrilla in the eastern Sierra Maestra, alongside the historical leader Fidel Castro in the fight against the dictatorship of Fulgencio Batista. After the triumph of the Cuban Revolution in 1959, she worked to guarantee the emancipation of women, for which she unified women's organizations and founded the Federation of Cuban Women on August 23, 1960. The outstanding revolutionary fighter died in Havana on June 18, 2007. Cuba and Canada ratified the will to strengthen their relations and advocated working on projects of mutual interest, especially in cultural matters, according to a diplomatic source. This was revealed during the courtesy visits made by the Cuban ambassador in Ottawa, Hector Igarza, to the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, Elizabeth Dowswell, and to the President of the Legislative Assembly of that province, Ted Arnold. During the dialogue with Dowswell, both parties stressed their willingness to work together, while the Cuban diplomatic representative also updated the Lieutenant Governor on the negative impact of the United States blockade on the country for more than six decades. The book Alicia Alonso, the Diva, Maria Callas in Memoriam, will be presented on April 19 at the Modern Art Center in Madrid, Spain. The text is written by Pedro Simón Martínez, researcher, critic, and founder of the National Dance Museum and deals with an exceptional choreographic creation by Alberto Mendes, which is an approximation through dance to the art of the famous singer Maria Callas, whose centenary is celebrated this year. With more than 200 pages, the book presents a documentary iconography with high-quality images belonging to photographers of diverse origins that testify to what has been considered a world dance event since its premiere in 1983. And in the international agenda, we have that Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva recently asked the Congress to withdraw a bill submitted by former President Jair Bolsonaro, which authorizes mining on indigenous lands. The President sent his request through a message to the Chamber of Deputies, an instance where the vote on the project has been paralyzed since March 2022. However, despite the fact that Lula made the request, the decision to revoke falls to the president of the lower house, Arthur Lira. The president's action was applauded by indigenous movements who feared its approval because of the risk it represents to maintain ethnic groups and preserve ecosystems. During his tenure, former President Bolsonaro was characterized by his anti-environmental policies and promotion of mining in the Amazon, including indigenous lands. Meanwhile, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, warned about the increase this year in the number of irregular migrant children passing through Panama, a population that today is the victim of the greatest vulnerabilities. According to UNICEF, between January and February, some 9,700 minors crossed the Darien jungle on the border with Colombia on their way to the United States, compared to less than 1,400 in the same period last year. The agency also indicated that the number of unaccompanied or separated minors continues to grow and pointed out that separated or unaccompanied minors are particularly vulnerable to violence, abuse, and exploitation. The UNICEF Director for Latin America and the Caribbean, Gary Canail, estimated that if current trends continue, the number of migrant children and adolescents crossing through Panama this year will far exceed the total registered in 2022. UNICEF called on governments to strengthen their response to the growing migratory flow of minors and on donors and partners to provide additional flexible funds to quickly respond to the needs of children, adolescents, and women in host communities. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.